Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. Thankful and blessed.
Good.
I got lots of birthdays, which, of course, one birthday is like on here like a bunch of times, and I'm going to tell her a happy birthday each time. And then she's the first one that comes up, Ollie Collins. Happy birthday. She actually used to be married to my first cousin, but they're not married anymore. But they do have a child together, and I like Ollie and things. And so happy birthday, Ollie. Michelle Strozer, happy birthday to you. Eric Hendrickson Sr., happy birthday. Aaron Connor, happy birthday. And then, see, we got Ollie Collins again. And then we got her again. And then we got her again. She's got like three or four Facebooks. Then we've got Tim Wiley. Happy birthday, Tim. Wow. 5-0, Tim. Hell no. I cannot believe you're 5-0, dude. Know Tim for over 30 years. Happy birthday, Tim. He's over there in Cynthiana, Kentucky. Chris Barnes, happy birthday to you. Rick Thompson, happy birthday to you. He's up there in Ohio. Look, we got Ollie Collins again. Told you she had a bunch of pages on there. That's why I had so damn many, because she's on there.
Is that her, or has she been hacked?
Yeah. No, it's her. It's her. She's had to change. She's lost her password 50 million times and had to start new accounts. And what I need to do is go up there and delete all the ones that she doesn't use anymore. Then we have Alex Ventura and Davis Clayton Keough. Happy birthday. That is all my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, thank goodness I don't. After all yours, I know.
I think I got Ollie on there like four or five times. She's on there four or five times. It's funny. Funny. It's like, wow. The weather, it is a beautiful, sunny 42 degrees. Miss Jolene?
Oh, here in Texas, it's a beautiful, sunny 75.
Oh, 75. Wow, we're moving to Texas.
Oh, it's really
we're
nice.
Gone.
I stepped outside a while ago expecting it to be cold. You know, I didn't know what the temp was, and I stepped out, and oh, gosh, it's nice. It really was.
Oh, that is great, Jolene. That's great.
Yeah.
Man.
It can stay like this all winter if it wants to.
I don't blame you, Jolene.
But it won't.
I'm seeing a lot of people. No, it won't. It's like, okay, then I give it. Oh, Lord, my family tickles the shit out of me sometimes. This was in Alabama. An Alabama father, he has been sentenced to 40 years behind bars for murdering the man who sexually abused his daughter for several years. She was between the ages of 4 and 9 years old. She is now 24 years old. But she was repeatedly raped by her maternal grandfather, Raymond Brooks. And according to Chiron Brooks, he ultimately served 27 months and a 5-year sentence for molesting his granddaughter as a child. So he only served 5 years, okay? So his name was Raymond. He had molested me for either 4 or 5 years, said Julia, is what she told the Alabama News. I don't remember when it started happening, but I know I was really, it was a really long time ago, and it was long enough for me to think that I was, that it was completely normal. She said, I thought it was completely normal, and it made me to feel that he actually, it made me feel that he actually loved me in a different kind of a way than my mother and father loved me. And Maynard explained that sometime in 2014 that she was talking with her father and mentioned something about the abuse she had suffered at the hands of her grandfather. Although she can't remember exactly what she had said now, but she told the Alabama News that that was enough, it was just enough to spark a rage so strong in her father that he just suddenly snapped. He drove out to her grandfather's house and shot him and killed him. And, you know, while he was driving in the rage to the home, her father, Jay Maynard, he also fired shots into a convenience store where he had spotted another man who had been allegedly abusive to his stepdaughter. He ended up, he accepted a plea deal. And Julia, she would have had to testify in court and relive the horrific abuse she suffered as a child. But basically, he took it all so that I don't have to relive the molestation and also be on the stand in front of a bunch of people talking about that and bringing back the memories of the molestation. She said, my father was protecting me like a father should do. He's an amazing father, and he's actually the best, and he loves us so much. And now she says that her father's sentence, she feels like, is extremely unfair. 40 years. Yeah, you know, 40 years. The grandfather only got 5 years for molesting this girl. And so she has waived her story to be told now to all the news media. And she says, because I'm going to go through hell to try to do everything I can because, you know, I don't think my father was in the wrong, and he was in his right state of mind when he done this. And she said, everything comes back to me as to why this has happened, and I just feel like it's all my fault. And she says, I'm sad, but yet I'm mad, you know. So,
well,
like,
I know.
Man.
I know.
Go ahead,
it's all
Jillian.
Supposed to be innocent until proven guilty and trial and all this stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, the murder is justified, you know, because,
right.
You know, it seems like all this crazy shit that people want to act like, you know, you molest a child. Oh, well, it's normal. It's okay. You know, it's just like, how did we get in that place in this world? How did we get there? That it's okay to molest a child and it's no big deal.
Right. And pack only a 5-year sentence at that. And here they're going to give him, the father, 40 years. You know, the father's going to get 40 years for killing him. You know, killing the child molester.
You know, he had done this so much to the child that she thought it was normal.
Yes. Thought it was his way of showing her love. And, you know, and I know this is to be true because my baby sister, who was sexually molested, she told me the same thing. You know, it had started when she was 3 years old, from the time she was 3 years old to she was 16, and she didn't know that it wasn't normal. She thought it was
a
normal thing.
Of course not. Of course. How would they know? And, you know, it's a shame that you have to teach your 2- and 3-year-old child, you know, nobody's to touch you there. You know,
right.
It's a shame
you have to teach them
about sex practically when they start walking.
Mhm. Yeah.
It's sad.
You're right.
It is. I'd be wanting to blow somebody's brains out too.
Well, you know. I can't say that I ain't the same way. You know, I feel the same way. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm against murdering, but I mean, man, I'm against hurting a child more than I am murdering you. you know, I'm just, you know, the child is innocent. Right.
Adult knows
right. The child is innocent. Right. The child is innocent. You're an adult. You've put yourself in that situation to where you can get your head blown off. Oh, well, I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, you're sick
anyway
if you want to, you know, have sex with a little child. You're sick anyway. You don't even need to be amongst the human beings.
Right. But, yeah, I don't think we have a harsh enough punishment for child offenders. There is a new Sony is developing. Let's see if it. I don't know if this a video or play or not. It might tell us about it, but it's where Sony is inventing contact lenses that will record and play back video. What about that? Contact lenses
that's
going to record and play back video.
There
was
Jolene. I said that's all we need. These pedophiles would be in the transgender
mm-hmm.
bathroom with these lenses on, looking over a stall
mm-hmm.
at a little girl
mm-hmm.
and be recording it.
Right, right in your contact lens, and you wouldn't even know that it was a camera, Jolene.
Why the hell would anybody want that? Why the hell would anybody need that?
I don't know. Let's see if the video will play for us, the audio, where we can get the audio up there. Yeah, here we go. It might tell us about it, and it might not. It might just be music. Oh, well. No, it's not. No, it's just going to play us some things. But it says the lens is going to be capable of performing exposures. It's going to be recording, playing, it'll playback for you. It says you'll be able to relive your most rememberable moment. Companies are taking their first step to create the smart video lens. It's going to have autofocus, exposure adjustment, even zooming. I don't know how you're going to do all that.
In some instances, I could see that being useful. If you see a robbery, if you see a car accident, you know, you see who's at fault or, you know, stuff like that, but it will be used in the wrong way by certain people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought, wow, though, that's amazing. Modern technology, you know, you never know when you're being recorded, you know.
Well, that's scary in a way.
And, well, I was wondering how would you adjust the focusing and all that and things. They said it would be by the blinking of your eyes. You would control the settings of it by the blinking of your eyes on it.
Buddy, I don't know. It's untelling what
I'll
come up with. We haven't seen nothing
I
guess.
Yeah, I can't do the contact lenses, so it's out for me.
Well, I don't know. I've never tried them. I've never had to, but I don't know.
Right. Me either, Jolena. I can't use them because they say I have to have bifocals, so it's not going to work for me. I don't think they've come up.
I just use
they can make
cheapy
a camera.
Walmart readers.
They can come up with a lens. I mean, they can come up with the contacts to put a lens in to take a picture of you, but you can't fix it to put bifocals and all that in it. You know, it's like, okay, I think you're spelling the eye picture.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I mean, I've got bifocals. One eye's nearsighted and one eye's farsighted. So it's like, damn. You ain't got nothing fixed for me yet out there?
Give them time. Maybe they will. You never know.
Well, I was talking about earlier with Trump. I heard that he likes raw milk. I said, how fucking cool is that? love raw milk.
And you know. I never was a milk drinker, so I don't care for any of it.
Yeah, I'm a big milk fan. I am. So it's like, hell yeah, man. I mean, raw milk, shit, yeah, I love that. Love that. I
Trump's
do know that the...
Trump's just down-to-earth man, and people want to turn him into this monster and racist and rapist and all this shit, and it's bull. It's all bull.
Well, I do know that the, which is sort of shocking and sad to me, that the, what is it, the marijuana, let's see what, if I can find it, the marijuana, damn, it's the marijuana project place. I can't even think of what their name is. they've got a lot of, and I don't know what good it's going to do. A lot of the Marijuana Policy Project, maybe. Let's see if that's who it is. They've got all these. No, it's not them. Let me go back here. I'll find it, and I'll tell you in just a minute. I know there a lot of people are upset over that one. I'm trying to find it right now. Over that one person session. Yeah. They're opposing the drugpolicy.org. Yeah, they've got a thing out, a petition to sign to stop Jeff Sessions' nominations that Trump has picked for the next attorney general, because I'm seeing with all of the cannabis people, all of them, how they really believe that... you know, that they're going to take the cannabis away from everybody now.
Well, Trump said China is legal in all 50 states. That's what Trump said.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking, Jolene. He's not even got in there. He is a businessman. He is a man about money, about making jobs and business. You know, he is a businessman. You know, why wouldn't he go ahead and do it in all 50 states? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, look how Colorado has prospered because of their marijuana sales. And, you know, not only that, the crime scenes, I mean, crime rates went down, drug abuses went down. They have so much money that these businesses are popping up all over the place. They have all these new highways. You go through there, people are working, working, working. You don't go through a ghost town with boards over the windows and nobody doing anything. Everybody's at work. Everybody.
Right.
And that's what you need. That's what you need to jumpstart this economy and get it back on track. People want to make money. And you're not going to do it sitting flat on your ass. You have to work. And that creates jobs.
Oh, wow. There was a I agree. There was a massive right-wing mega march in Poland on September the 7th, and the Polish are sending a clear message to the government that they want Islam out and no more mosques, and they want it now.
Mosque,
yeah, that's it, Jolene. It's like, wow. I mean, man, there's a lot of people.
It needs to be done here, too. Sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely, Jolene. If they're here and...
A lot of these mosques are nothing but places for them to store their weapons. And they have found that. They have raided them and found their weapons.
Oh, wow.
You know, if it's a place to worship their God, why do they have it full of, you know, weapons and ammunition?
Right. Oh,
I'll
agree.
I'll tell you why, because every religion teaches you to murder infidels, people that don't agree with their religion. They're to be...
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. Crazy.
And,
crazy.
Why do we need that in our country or anywhere else?
No,
where that goes?
I agree, Jolene. We do not need that. We're going to have to take a break, though. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go.
Woohoo! Puff, puff, puff.
Oops. There it is.
They're getting off the work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. Thank you, Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. Man, big shout out to Pioneer Paula out there. Hope you're doing all right, Pioneer Paula. I've been seeing you say some pretty negative, bad things on Facebook. I can't even comment or like on it. I can't. I mean, man. Frustrating as hell. I just never seen so many people miserable, though. Man, my God. I tell you what I've been saying. I've been thinking about, hell, I need to go back to MySpace, man. On MySpace, you can play music and listen to some music and all kinds of good stuff. I mean, hell. Fucking Facebook just went to hell. Yeah, without all the drama. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't believe the people I've unfollowed. I mean, it's like, my God.
Oh, yeah. I've done the same thing. I don't want to get on there and, oh, nobody loves me, nobody wants me, and, you know, all that crap shit. You know, I just don't want
right,
to hear it.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, life is bad enough for everybody as it is. It's not a nice, easy life for nobody. But, I mean, I'm thankful and blessed. I'm thankful and blessed for all things.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Be happy with what you have and, you know, look for, you know, if it's that bad, well, you know, maybe it'll get better.
Right, right. Absolutely, Jolene, absolutely. I don't know. All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show because I've actually got a few things to do. And things. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene, as always, for being here on the show with us. I want to thank everybody out there that shares and listens to the show and things. Today is 802 episodes. 802 episodes. We're in the 800. Yeah, I turned two, Geraldine.
That's amazing. Did you ever think that much when you started?
No, I really didn't.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Miss Geraldine. Love you with all my heart. Everybody have a good evening. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, too. Bye. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.